The carrot, a familiar vegetable, an alleged royal salute, a possible propaganda coup, and a herbal medicine. These possibly surprising aspects of a well-known vegetable are discussed in this podcast by Anthony Dayan from the Medicinal Plant Garden of the Royal College of Physicians of London. Dorcas carota, subspecies sativus, the scientific name of the cultivated carrot, sativus is Latin for cultivated, is grown there because of its lengthy medicinal history and continued use as a registered traditional herbal medicine in Britain, but not in the rest of the European Union. It is used to relieve symptoms in mild cases of water retention. This plant was derived over several centuries from the wild carrot, Dorcas carota, subspecies carota, by selection, particularly for sweetness. There are now hundreds of cultivars throughout the world with various properties of accelerated growth, disease resistance, sweeter taste, and so on. The earliest recognizable carrots, probably then of the wild type, have been found in early Egyptian tombs from about 2000 BCE, although seeds have been tentatively identified in even earlier archaeological digs in northern Iran and Afghanistan. The wild species may have originated there, and it, and the subsequently selected varieties, have since spread throughout Europe and then to the rest of the world. The name Dorcas comes from the Greek physician Theophrastus in the 3rd century BCE, who called it Dorcon, and said it had a black root, suggesting it was the black-purple Asiatic carrot, Dorcas carota subspecies sativus var atro rubens, the ultimate ancestor of the modern carrot. He said it was found in many lands. Those on the Peloponnese were excellent and by nature healing, but he gave no specific uses. In the 1st century AD, Dioscorides, who also called it Dorcon, noted that the wild carrot was bitter but edible when boiled, and the cultivated ones was more edible, and that the former had more powerful medicinal properties. He advised it to induce menstruation, increase urine flow, treat dysuria, and to treat animal bites as an aid to conception, as an abortifacient, and an aphrodisiac. And he wrote that the leaves in honey cleared cancerous sores. Pliny, in the 1st century AD, recommended carrots from Crete as being the sweetest and best to eat, and as an antidote to snake bite. It's always hard to trace the origins of plants when clear identification is not possible, and some 16th century Latin translations of Dorcon are given as pastinaca, now signifying parsnips. Hippocrates describes a plant he calls staphylinos, which some have translated as carrot, but Pliny says it was a parsnip. Galen, in the 2nd century, used it against halitosis as a diuretic, to aid menstruation, as an aphrodisiac, and for abdominal wind, with the wild plants and its seeds being more powerful. The 7th century Paulus Aegineta wrote that wild and cultivated carrots were edible and diuretic, the wild ones being most effective. The confusion between parsnip and carrot persisted into the 17th century, and the great English herbalist John Parkinson, in 1640, describes 21 plants called Dorcas or pastinaca, which all appear to be carrots or parsnips. He called the latter pastinaca latifolia, latifolia meaning wide leaves. All the plants, he believed, had approximately the same medicinal virtues as suggested by Dioscorides. In the earliest printed English herbal, the great herbal of Peter Treveris in 1529, Dorcas from Crete is still recommended as the best sort. Only the flowers were used, for dysuria, gastric wind and uterine pain, for coughs and difficulty in breathing, and hard apostumes, tumours and abscesses. Carrots, as Dorcas, appear in the College of Physicians' first Pharmacopoeia of 1618. In Nicholas Culpepper's translation of it in 1649, he says they have no medicinal value, whatever Galen might have said, and attributes all the uses mentioned by Dioscorides to parsnips. However, by 1653, when he published The English Physician, and the successive editions of his complete herbal, which appeared until the 19th century, Dioscorides' uses of carrots were reinstated. Otherwise, by the end of the 17th century, carrots disappear from herbals and pharmacopoeias, becoming just a food. There are recipes for them in salads and as cooked from classical Greece onwards, but they have become more popular as sweeter strains have been developed by selection. The carrot is a member of the Apiaceae family, as is poison hemlock, Conium maculatum, and the wild types of both species have often been confused with fatal results, because they have similar feathery green foliage, bearing umbels of white flowers and thin, elongated, whitish roots. Orange and purple types of carrot were depicted in late Roman and medieval paintings. One of the earliest orange carrots is illustrated in the Juliana Anichia Codex of 1515 of the plants of Dioscorides. The varieties with deeper red, orange and purple roots that we now enjoy were developed in the Netherlands. The leading carrot producer of the 16th and 17th century, allegedly as a tribute to the Royal House of Orange. By the mid-20th century, two fundamental biochemical discoveries about the eye had been made. Vitamin A was essential for the general health of the eye, and night vision depended on rhodopsin, a purple pigment in the retina, derived from that vitamin. Early in World War II in Britain, there was a campaign to get everyone to eat carrots to prevent any deficiency of this vitamin, as the high concentration of beta-carotene they contain can be converted to the vitamin in the liver. Somehow, this process evolved into a popular belief that eating lots of carrots could make you see better in the dark. And this extended to the story that British night fighters were able to shoot down enemy bombers in the dark because they ate lots of carrots instead of relying on radar, a device that had to be concealed from the Germans. This bit of folklore, alas, is quite untrue. As well as the red-orange beta-carotene, carrots contain many other chemicals common to most umbelliferous plants, including terpenes and furanocoumarins that are important for flavour but which may cause dermatitis in a few people, many flavonoids and polyphenols, perhaps of general health value, fibre and plant sugars. They also contain the very unusual carototoxin, which is a nerve poison, but it occurs in so small an amount as to be no more than a laboratory curiosity. The crushed seeds of wild carrots, Dorcas carota, usually under their more popular name, Queen Anne's lace, a reference to the lacy crown of the flower heads, are still claimed by some as a morning after contraceptive, as well as a later abortifacient. The carrot has been well known as a food and medicine, as an important feature in paintings from the earliest times, and for its important role in the development and industrialization of horticulture. It even has an entertaining and educational website of its own at www.carrotmuseum.co.uk. There is much to think about as we enjoy the crunch and taste of this popular vegetable. The Royal College of Physicians of London and its garden, containing almost 1,100 plants from the history and development of medicine, lie in the southeast corner of Regent's Park. The garden is freely open to the public during the week from 9 to 5. Further information about it can be obtained from the website garden.rcplondon.ac.uk. If you would like to know more about the garden and its unique collection of plants, or to use the database of information about the naming, history, and uses of the plants, come on one of the free guided tours, which are held on the first Wednesday of every month from March to October, from 2 to 3:30. To book a place, please phone reception at the college on 020-3075-1200 or email reception@rcplondon.ac.uk. You can also book a free guided tour of the prize-winning college buildings through reception or on the website www.rcplondon.ac.uk/museum-garden.